Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to be sure you are alive and not dead yet. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, I do come by the blood of Jesus Christ. I come to you, Father, to present myself, my mind, my emotions, my desires. Father, I present them unto you. Let them be your mind. Let them be your desires. Let them be your emotions. Father, we just subject all of our humanity. We put it on the altar before you this evening. We want to break living bread. We want to be encouraged. We want to be edified, admonished. Father, we want even to be rebuked if necessary. Father, we want the living bread that brings out the reality of life, life as it was meant to be before the beginning of time. Father, you said, Father, give unto me that which I had with you before the worlds were. Father, it is that what you ask for, which we desire, to be in that place, to be able to share that which you have bequeathed unto us by virtue of the word of promise. So, Father, we submit ourselves to you this evening. We ask for your will to be done. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Oh, boy. Hallelujah. You know, you ought to be excited. Hallelujah. You ought to be excited about the hour that you live in. You ought to be excited about the things that are happening in the world. Because everything that is happening in the world is testifying to the reality of the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As terrible as it may be, as dreadful as it may seem, as agonizing and as painful as it may be to us as human beings, we can rejoice. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It says that when you see these things happen, look up. Why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why does it say? What are we looking up for? Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. It says what? My redemption draweth nigh. Praise the Lord. And if it's your my, then it's ours. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we have been giving a word that's above and beyond any word that has ever been given to humanity. It says that the prophets desire to look into our day. Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord. That the prophets who had a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, Elijah didn't even know what was going on. He just moved by the inspiration and the divine moving of God. And though he broke the barrier between time and eternity, he had to come back. He had to come back and talk with Jesus Christ as to what was going on and what was happening and what was this business that he was involved in. Hallelujah. It is that word, hallelujah, that has been delivered to us as a people. My goodness. Hallelujah. To prepare us for a particular time. To bring us to a particular consciousness. To bring us to a place of knowing the reality of what it is that God is doing in this hour. Praise God. You know, the message that you have been given. Hallelujah. And I'm sure you're all familiar with Revelation 12. I think Revelation 12 encapsulates it. I think Revelation 12 defines it. I think Revelation 12 brings it out into stark fact as to what it is, where it is, and who we are, and what it is that we are supposed to do. Is it not that man-child company? Is it not that 144,000? Is it not that first fruits association of fellowship that is to move as one man in the face of tremendous tribulation and bring to naught every device, bring to naught every plan, bring to naught every weapon that would be devised against us? Hallelujah. By the mind of darkness. Hallelujah. Is that not what you've been called for? Hallelujah. Is that not why your heart was stirred when you heard the word so many years ago? Praise the Lord. You were sediment in your religious doctrines. You were like sediment on the bottom of an ocean in your religious doctrines. And the word of God came to you and it stirred you. Hallelujah. Out of the muck, out of the mire of religiosity, and to bring you up, and it put within you a fire. At least it did me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I can remember it as clearly today as the day that I was a young man sitting in my mother's living room. Hallelujah. When a man began to break open the living word of God, and he began to reveal the desire of God to have sons. And it came the conclusion that was coming to me that this God that was somewhere out there wanted to have a personal, viable, walking, talking, living relationship with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe it wasn't as exciting to you. Maybe it wasn't as life-changing for you. But for me, it set me on a course that has carried me down through the last 40-some years. Hallelujah. Through many difficulties, many trials, many tribulations. Hallelujah. Many times having to pick myself up out of the dirt. Hallelujah. Repenting and going to God in travail over the aspect of my flesh, not having the ability to perform or to move in conjunction with His desire. Hallelujah. That is the word that we have. That is a promise that has been given to us. Hallelujah. But brethren, it is a word that is coming fast upon our heels. Praise the Lord. To bring us to the full revelation. To the full revelation and the realization of that calling and election. Hallelujah. We indeed live in perilous times. And we of the Holy Place Church, hallelujah, are the ones who stand in jeopardy. Hallelujah. Because, you know, every church that God has started, every church that has been initiated by the Holy Spirit has had to overcome that spirit of religion, has to overcome that spirit of church, has to overcome that position, that place of denominational thinking. Now, we don't think of ourselves in a denominational way, but our actions tell us that we are denominational. Hallelujah. Where do you think that the Antichrist is coming? Where do you think that he is going to be manifested himself? Who are the people who are going to facilitate and the bringing forth and the spiritual strength to give the Antichrist the platform on which to stand? Is it going to be the world? No, sir. Hallelujah. 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 The world is not our problem. Church is our problem.
Oh, yes.
No amen.
Yes.
Maybe some oh me's, huh? Or oh my's. The world is not our problem. Be of good cheer. What? Why? I have overcome the world. How about this one? Greater is he that is where?
In me.
In who?
In me.
In who?
In me.
Oh, just a few of you.
In me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just a few of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not told to beware of the world. We're not told to beware of the beast. We're told about the beast and all of the things that pertain to it. We're told about the Antichrist and all the things that pertain to it. But we're not given any instructions except that they overcame him. How?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
What else? Oh, you're leaving out one very important ingredient. Oh, we want to scratch that one out, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. We want to scratch that one out. Hallelujah. Big time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're not to be afraid of the Antichrist. Are you to be afraid of the Antichrist? Hallelujah. No, you're not supposed to be afraid of the Antichrist. That isn't what God warns us about. Are we to flee from the Antichrist? Who are we? When are we supposed to flee? When I see the abomination. Where? Hallelujah. Where is the abomination standing? In the holy place. Hallelujah. Oh, well, we can spiritualize that, right? Hallelujah. That's a spiritual deficit. That's a spiritual malady that we can rebuke. I rebuke you, devil. Get out of the holy place. Hallelujah. No, it doesn't say when you see the abomination standing in the holy place, you're supposed to rebuke it. It doesn't say that. Hallelujah. It doesn't say you're even supposed to kick it out. It doesn't say you're supposed to shore up the door, push it out and shore up the door. Hello? Hallelujah. It says that you are to flee. Hello? That means run for your lives. Oh my goodness. I can guarantee you, if you're in your bedroom and all of a sudden you smell smoke, and it's not a little smoke, it's a lot of smoke, and all of a sudden if you got those little alarms, they start going beep 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 beep, what are you going to do? You're going to run. Hallelujah. I have seen people jump out of windows. Hallelujah. They jump out of window. I don't know, you're third story and you jump out of a window. I don't know, fire or window, either one. Hallelujah. But the word flee means that you run with an intent to escape. Hallelujah. Oh, but we are very comfortable in the holy place. We got a revelation. God is not going to do anything. Hallelujah. With us, or that is detrimental to our position, our place of revelation. Hallelujah. It's not what revelation you have, it is what are you doing, and what is the revelation doing to you that you have. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we are a people that stand in jeopardy, for we are the holy place people. We have a word that has been entrusted to us. But unless that word is performing and doing in us, not by which we determine it is doing, but by the fact of how God assesses it at the end of the day. Hello? Hallelujah. So there is a necessity to be alert. There's a necessity. And I don't know, maybe you're not listening to some of the words that are coming out in this hour. God is revealing the man of sin. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? And you know, when that man of sin is beginning to be revealed, it's no holds barred. Huh? He that letteth will let until what? You guys are all looking at me kind of funny. Am I talking to the right people? Hallelujah. He that letteth until, huh? Yes, but there's something that happens there. Huh? Yes, hallelujah. But it also says when that man of sin is being revealed. Hallelujah. It's in the same context. It's in the same frame of mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God is now revealing the man of sin. Hallelujah. Not the devil. Hallelujah. You know, we have been fooled for so long. We had thought the devil was our problem. The devil, this bad guy, this real 260-pound fellow, you know, spiritual giant. Hallelujah. who are we compared to him, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the devil is nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Devil is nothing without you. Hello? Hallelujah. Because the darkness is not devil darkness. Devil manipulates you in order to generate darkness. Do you know you are a darkness generator? Hallelujah. Huh? The Bible says sweet water and bitter water, what? Should not come forth out of the same spring. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus says, my words, what are they? Hallelujah. They are life. Hallelujah. So if I am moving in darkness and I am speaking in darkness, what am I producing? Hallelujah. Well, I'm producing more than darkness. I am creating scenarios of darkness. Hallelujah. I create a scenario of darkness. If I say to my brother or my sister, I hate you. Hello? I create a scenario of murder. The devil hears my words, and he doesn't just hear my words, he hears the act as the agent of death in my words, and he takes it and it energizes and gives him the authority to begin to manipulate a situation to bring to pass the murder of that individual. Hello? Hallelujah. We feel that we have the liberty to say what we want, to think what we want, and to move in accordance to what it is that we desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, you don't do that. Hallelujah. But you do it. Hallelujah. We have not overcome, or we are not willing to face the reality of that darkness which we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody have an Amplified Bible? I want you to read about my darkness. Hallelujah. Nobody has an Amplified? I have one on my phone. You have?
Yeah.
Praise God. I want you to read Jeremiah. Hallelujah. I want you to read Jeremiah. Hallelujah. 17. Hallelujah. I want to read it in the Amplified. Jeremiah 17. Verse 9. It's coming.
Can I read?
You certainly can.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
You can stop right there. Above all things. Now, does that mean above some things? Can you think of some of the most diabolical and wicked things that you could possibly think of? Oh, I can think of a lot of things. I see such inhumane things being done to people and civilizations and things that are being perpetrated against individuals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think that is their wickedness. That is their evilness. But that's not what the Bible says. It says that there is a heart in humanity. Hello?
Yeah.
There is a heart in humanity that is deceitful and wicked above all things.
And it is exceedingly perverse. It is exceedingly perverse.
Go.
And corrupt and severely mortally sick. Who can know it? Perceive, understand, be acquainted with his own heart and mind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, did you hear it? Hallelujah. That is gross darkness. Hello? You guys become very quiet. That is gross darkness. The darkness is not going to come from hell by orchestration of the devil. Let me tell you where darkness is going to come from. Isaiah, hello? Isaiah 60. Yes. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Where's the gross darkness? Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is not just talking about the unregenerated man. Hallelujah. This is also talking about you and I as Christians who do not submit to the process of dying. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Romans. Now remember, Paul is writing to Christians. Not only is Paul writing to Christians, but you know, Paul being who he is and what he was and the revelation that he had, he wasn't talking to evangelical Christians. He was talking to holy place people. People who had a revelation that goes beyond the structure of the organized church of their day. Hello? Hallelujah. But they had been moving in a spirit of carnality. Hallelujah. And they were trying to change the gospel. Hallelujah. To fit their lifestyle. Hallelujah. Verse 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Hallelujah. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Praise the Lord. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Oh, that is not just symbolic. That is not just a spiritual phrase. Hallelujah. Because when you get into a situation that is painful and agonizing and it's pressing you to the limit, sometimes it empties your wallet. Sometimes it empties your physical body of its physical strength. Sometimes it creates a adverse environment in relationship to the people that are around you. Sometimes it brings a great deal of confusion and death in the midst of your fellowship. Hello? Are you following me? Hello? What is your response to that? Huh? What is your response to that? Is it one of death? Or is it one of self-preservation? Hallelujah. You know, brethren, when the devil was speaking to Eve in the garden, he had to spiritually manipulate her. Now you remember, Adam and Eve were living souls. They weren't dead people. They were living souls. That meant that they had the God capacity. They had the God potential of all that was in God had been imparted and put in them. Be that as it may, in a seed form, it was still in the aspect of their being as to what it was their nature was. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the devil had to manipulate the situation. So you see, if the devil could do anything of himself, he would not have needed Eve. He would have just went and done it. Hallelujah. But because of the way that Eve was created, Eve and Adam was created. They were created in the image of God. No angel is created in the image of God. No angel is created after the nature of God. Hallelujah. It says of the angel, they are what? Neither in marriage or given in marriage. The angels have no ability to procreate themselves. Hallelujah. That takes a God quality. Hallelujah. Procreation on the level of humanity. Don't drag it down. On the level of humanity. Hallelujah. And the commandment that was given to Adam and Eve was that they were to, it says, and God blessed them. It says God blessed them, and he loosed the power of creation to them. Hello? Amen. Isn't that what he did? He says, be fruitful and do what? Multiply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, don't bring it down. Don't bring it down out of the natural realm into the physical realm. Hello? When a man receives a word from God, in that word is encapsulated the entity of life to that has the ability to inseminate his soul, and he or she can conceive. Amen. Hello? Come on! Am I, you afraid of me? Am I bringing you some strange doctrine? Hello? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What happened to Mary? Huh? It was a word. There was an angel, which means messenger. Messenger is he who bears a message. And a message consists of words. Not words that you speak, but words that have the ability to create.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And nothing happened to Mary until she did one thing. She acknowledged her position. Hallelujah. She said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Brethren, you ought to go and look up handmaid. You ought to go look up the laws and the things that pertain to the relationship of a handmaid. Hallelujah. They have no will of their own. They have no rights of their own. They are subjected to the master of the house. Hello? Hallelujah. You see it in all of the biblical stories of Jacob and Abraham. You see the reality of what a handmaid and her position or her place of service is. She said, I am nothing but your slave. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
I am nothing but yours. Be it unto me according to thy word. And I believe the angel departed. His job was done. Hallelujah. Wish it was that easy, right? Well, she still had a lot to go through. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So there is given in man that ability that when God blessed them and he ministered to them, it says God said. Oh. God said. That wasn't like he's speaking in syllable language. It was energy that was released out of God. Hallelujah. By the means of the virtue that was inside of him. Even as that virtue, that woman, as she touched the hem of God's garment and pulled out life out of him. Hallelujah. But God bequeathed and programmed humanity with the power to create. Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. The power to create. Hallelujah. Which power you have when you become born again? How do you become born again? somebody spoke a word to you? Or did you just get it out of the blue somehow? Huh? Hallelujah. How did you get saved? How did you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Somebody spoke a word. Hallelujah. And when that word was spoken, it stirred something in your soul. And it created the power to respond. Hallelujah. And when you responded, what happened? You were born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as that word is the indelible, infallible word of God's life, it has in it the totality of the composition that is in God. Hallelujah. So you stand right where Adam stood. You stand right where Eve stood. Hallelujah. When they were walking in the garden. No angel has that authority. No angel has that ability. Hello? Do you know the Bible gives us an example of that creative power? Do you know that? In Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. It says that God brought the animals before Adam to see what he would call them. Oh, you think he went on the internet? Well, it's got a large vein on it and a golden coat and a long tail. Let's see. Oh, it's a lion. Huh? Hallelujah. No. When he called the name of the beast became the epitome of the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he said lion, lion nature. Hallelujah. When he said tiger, tiger nature. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have that ability. Hallelujah. You have the ability. This is one of the first things that Adam did. Hallelujah. He was still an immature son. He was still in a baby form, baby stage, development. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, it says that they had the power to tend the garden. Hello? You know, I've been a farmer for quite a few years. I was a farmer. Hallelujah. And it's a lot of hard work. I had maybe about 70 acres of ground that I was farming. And you know, it kept me busy from dawn to dark. Hallelujah. Almost 7 days a week sometimes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was hard work. Hello? Can you imagine one man tending 500 acres or so, or plus or minus? Hello? Hallelujah. You know, he had the power to control everything on a spiritual level that would manifest itself in a physical way. Hallelujah. You know, when we were farming, sometimes we needed rain. And we would pray and say, God, we need rain. Now, we were living in an area where not everybody needed rain. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I don't know about my neighbors, and I don't want to be, I don't want it to be difficult for them, but we need some rain. Hello? It would rain on us and nobody else. I'm telling you, it happened more than one time. Hello? I would say, Father, we don't need any rain today. Big storm coming. Hello? Hallelujah. Big storm coming. We don't need any rain. My crops don't need any rain. It'd rain all around us and not rain on us. Hallelujah. You know, one time I had about 10 acres of sweet corn. Hello? Hallelujah. Had a big storm. It came in and just laid it all down flat. Now, they were up there and had the ears on them, but the ears were not mature. Just knocked them all down flat. Hallelujah. I got my boys out there, and we walked around that field. And I said, Lord, you gave us a commission. You told us that we were supposed to do what we are doing. And now you have sent this storm, and it has kind of made a left turn, and it has done some destruction. I said, we need you to fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I need my corn resurrected. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? You never think about corn being resurrected, right? Hallelujah. We went home. That was on a Sunday morning. We went into church, went to church, drove home, didn't look at the field. It was still flat. Hallelujah. I got up the next morning about 6 o'clock, about the normal time I get up. And I went out there. Everybody was standing straight up. Every stalk standing straight up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can resurrect corn. He can resurrect you and me. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I it says less a corn of wheat, and it's really a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abided alone. And I said, you know, I want to make a test. I took a bushel of wheat. It was about 80 to 90 pounds. I took a bushel of wheat and I put it in a hopper and I planted 1 acre. I wanted to see what it would come out to be. You know, I got 1 bushel of wheat produced 87 bushels. You know, 87 bushels would probably be from here to there all the way to the roof. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 You know, we used to pray. We used to walk and pray over our fields. We used to walk through them. I would rebuke the bugs. I would in the name of Jesus, put the blood upon the plants and all of the things. And you know, God blessed us and multiplied us. And we were one of the top producers in that small community. Huh? Hello? I'm telling you my personal experience. Hallelujah. There was something that God had given to Adam that was in the aspect of the nature of God. Hello? Hallelujah. If I can use that creative ability in that environment, why can't I use that creative ability in my spiritual environment? Hallelujah. And in the relationships with regards to the work that we are involved in. Hallelujah. It says, know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were what? Baptized into His death. Amen. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Death is dead. I mean, dead, dead, dead. No action, no response, no physical evidence of life. Somebody sticks you, you don't move. Huh? Somebody reaches into your pocket to get your money, you don't respond. Somebody takes your ring off your finger. I knew that. Somebody did that one time. Somebody takes the ring off your finger because you're unconscious and not able to respond. You don't respond. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God that has been given to us has been given to us for a reason. Hallelujah. You are supposed to be saviors of the world. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Hello? Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds glorious, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Oh, boy, we got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, we're not taking the gospel that God has given us. Hallelujah. Serious enough. And there's a jeopardy that we have because there is a scripture somewhere in the New Testament. One of you can find it. It says that having a word of life, it doesn't say word of life, but the word of God, and denying the power of it. Hello? Hello? The power is not to deliver you in your financial crisis. The power is not to give you health when you are sick. The power is not to give you the ability to prosper when everything else is working against you. It is the ability to change you.
Amen.
If it doesn't change you,
Amen.
It will change nobody.
Amen.
You will not affect anybody. Not that there isn't a little blessing here, a little blessing there, a little blessing here. I don't want the little blessing. Hallelujah. I don't want the little blessing. Hallelujah. I want the totality of the thing that God has for me as a son. Hallelujah. And I don't necessarily mean the exhibit of power and authority. I mean the ability to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are supposed to be tribulation people. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be people who rejoice in tribulation. We're supposed to be people who count it all joy for tribulation. Hallelujah. Well, we think we count it all joy when we get turned loose, get delivered, get healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there was a story I heard when we were in Hungary one time of a lady there during the communist time who was paralyzed from her head to her toes, except for her two fingers. Hallelujah. And her husband had to tend her 24/7. Hallelujah. Well, what they would do is that she would type out little scripture verses, chapters and things of books. And, you know, can you imagine day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year goes by, another year goes by, another, and all that. Now they are living in a communist regime with all of that pressure that is upon them. What they are doing is illegal. The husband would get them, and he would take them out, and he would pass them out to the community at large, or to whatever opportunity, or wherever the Lord would lead him. Hallelujah. And she was always lamenting, saying that she wished she could do more. Hallelujah. One day she died. Hallelujah. And they were going to have a very discreet and quiet funeral, and they went to gather at the graveyard. They were going to have a graveside service, and as they begin to bring her there, and as they begin to pray and to lay her at rest, people started coming in. Hallelujah. People started coming in. Hello? And they were all carrying little slips of paper. Hundreds of them. People who had received one of her scriptures, one of her chapters, was encouraged, received the Lord as their personal Savior, was in somehow ministered to, just kept coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, we have no concept, no idea of the spiritual reality of the environment that we live in, other than what it is that we want loose from. Hello? We don't seek God for who God is. We seek God for what God can give us. Hallelujah. And I'm not opposed to healing. I'm not opposed to prosperity. I'm not opposed to any of these different things. But I am opposed to moving in a way that handles the Word of God in a way that it should not be handled.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I have been given a particular word for a particular reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me over to Luke chapter 18. Hallelujah. And I believe that this, hallelujah. I believe that this story that we are given is indicative of us as a people in the time frame in which we live. Hallelujah. 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 And it's the 18th chapter and the 18th verse. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit life? Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, and that is God. Knowest thou the commandments? Do not kill in adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when the Bible says that when you see the desolation of abomination standing in the holy place, that you are to flee. Well, I suppose you wouldn't necessarily think of the action of fleeing as another level of commitment, as another level of dedication. But brethren, it is indeed dealing with that aspect. Hallelujah. There are probably many of us, or many of you personally, hallelujah, that could identify with this young man. He was there in a place and he was striving to do good. And he was performing and behaving admirably. You understand? You know, the Lord did not rebuke him. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? The Lord did not rebuke him. The Lord said, he said unto the Lord, verse 21, and he said, the young man, all these I have kept from my youth up. Hello? The Lord didn't say, look, you have done well, but there are a few things you haven't done. You haven't done this, you haven't done that, you haven't done that. No. Hallelujah. You know, I think there's another version of this somewhere, possibly. And it says that when Jesus heard it, he had compassion. Is it this verse? Is it this story? He said that Jesus had compassion. Maybe it's down here a little later on. I don't know. But he had compassion on the young man. It's this one. He had compassion on the young man. He looked into the man's life and he saw the purity of the man's soul. Hello? Hallelujah. And you know, I don't know, I've done a little investigation. I haven't really done an exhaustive investigation, but this is the only other place that I know of that Jesus opened the ranks of his contingent of followers to another individual by a personal invitation. Hallelujah. He came to John. He came to James. And he came to Matthew. And he came to Levi. And he says, come, follow me. Hello? This is the only other place that I am aware of that is recorded that he opened the ranks. He opened the ranks. Hallelujah. To another individual outside of those original 12 that he had with him. Hallelujah. And I believe, brethren, that this is not just a story, hallelujah, concerning a young man who was an admirable young man, but I believe it is a story that is related to the Holy Place Church. Hallelujah. For there are many in the Holy Place Church who have performed admirably. You understand? They have behaved well. They have moved in accordance to what it is that they have known as to keeping the commandments and to helping the less fortunate and all of the things that go with Christianity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's yet something else that is being required of us. We are coming into a new level of consecration. We have to come into a new level of dedication. This is not something that I can impose upon you. This is not something that I tell you, you have to do this. What I am saying is that there is a level of experience that God is offering to us, each and every one of us individually, and it is a personal decision. Hallelujah. God is making us aware of that position. God is making us aware of the relevance of that existence. Hallelujah. And he says, now Jesus, when he heard these things, he said unto them, yet thou lackest one thing. Huh? Hallelujah. He says, sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come follow me. Brethren, there is much that can be said about these particular verses. But the thing that I want to concentrate on, the thing that I want to highlight, is that position or that place to which God is now saying, if you want to be a son, this is what you must be doing. This is what must be happening. And these are the evidence of those things that will be manifest if it is the thing that you are doing. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is so much in the Bible. It talks about the field of good that was in the field, a treasure that was hid. And the commandment to the man was to go and sell all that he might have, all that he had, to buy the field. There is the pearl of great price. You sell all that you are, all that is you in the essence of your being. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He does not want you to believe it. So there are many things the devil does to manipulate our circumstances and to get us into certain situations and create responsibilities that ensure us that we do not get out of those situations. Hello? I go and buy a car. I can't afford the car, but I buy the car because they give me a good deal. And the financing is good, and the payment I can make. Hallelujah. I am now obligated to buy that car. Every month I have a payment to make. Every month I am aware of that payment. Every month, and because I'm a good man and a conscious person, now don't misunderstand, I do not want to bring a mark of reproach upon me or the gospel that I am in. Hello? So I can't just go down and say, well, here, I can't afford the car, take it back. I can't do that. Hello? So I'm trapped in a trap. Hallelujah. I'm trapped in a trap. I've got to make that payment every month, and that payment is on top of me every month. And I see, and you know, and then the devil, he wants to tease me. I don't get the work that I should get in order to do this and do this and do that. So I have to cut this or cut that in order to make sure that payment is made. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I'm going down the road, and I didn't learn my lesson, really. And God begins to intervene and prosper me, and I go and do something else stupid. Huh? And I get myself deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until the devil says, aha, I got him. Hello? Hello? Hallelujah. You know, I'm not saying it's a sin to have a new car. What I'm saying is you better have a word for it from God. Huh? Hallelujah. You know, when we first started traveling, coming to Nigeria, I was a young man then. Hallelujah. I didn't have any money. I had a wife and four children at the time. I was a general contractor, and I don't know if any of you are aware of how it is here, but there, the work wasn't always coming, you know. When it rains, it rains, and when it doesn't rain, it's dry. Hallelujah. And it seems like Brother Dusil would always ring my phone when it was dry. Hallelujah. But then I would make the decision to come and God would give me a job. But we never had enough to pay. You know, we never had enough. Never had enough. Hallelujah. I would get a job, I'd make enough money, put it aside for the family, to hold the family. But what I had was a credit card. Hallelujah. And when God told us to go, we go. We put down that credit card. And we'd buy our ticket. Not only would we buy our ticket, we would buy the money. We would get the money that we need in order to facilitate the trip. When we first came, you had nothing. You had nothing. I'm sure you probably thought we were just pulling the money out of the clouds. We probably had the money trees in the backyard. Oh, no, sir. Hallelujah. Our debt load was going up. Hallelujah. We'd come, we would pay and give our, make sure that we were able to bless you in whatever way we could bless you before we left. Isn't that true? Or do you remember? Hallelujah. You know, and it came to a point, and you know, God would never pay it off. And it just kept me, he'd give me a job, I'd make payments. And brethren, I didn't complain because I knew it was the will of God. Hallelujah. In fact, I've had joy in doing it. It was just something that was a blessing to me. Hello? Hallelujah. And I got edified and I got spiritually compensated by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we did this went on for many years. Well, and it came to a point to where I was approximately about $35,000 in debt. Hallelujah. Just from trips. That's nothing else. That's all we did. Trips. That's all we did. Hallelujah. And then one day, hallelujah, my mother passed away and she left me an inheritance. Hallelujah. You know how much my inheritance was? It was enough to pay off the debt. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't cry. I didn't moan. I rejoiced in the Lord. I paid that credit card off and I shouted. Amen. Hello! Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah. And I learned something. I learned something. It's indelibly written on the tables of my heart. You can depend on the Word of God. You can depend on the Word of God. Amen. Hello? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for my upbringing in the Spirit and in the Gospel. Brother and Sister Duciel, they taught me volumes of how to walk in a spiritual way. Hallelujah. And they taught me a reality of God that I would have not got in any other way. Any other way! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a new level of dedication. There's a new level of consecration. There was a song we were singing earlier, I believe. It talks about Emmanuel, but it was before that. It's a song that says, "Lord, I'm giving you my all. I'm laying it all on the altar before you." Hello. Hallelujah. There's a consequence to doing that. Hello? You remember Ananias and Sapphira? Hallelujah. Brethren, oh boy. You guys are in trouble. You're in trouble. I should say we guys, right? because I'm in trouble with you. It wasn't just something that was happening. That these people were selling everything. They had heard a word. I believe it was the same word. You know, I do believe it. We think that we're the first ones in history. I'm telling you, they had it. They had it. the history of it, they were living in a common with a common denominator that was called Christ Jesus. These men and women were selling all that they had. Can you imagine some of them and their inheritance handed down from generation to generation to generation to generation? They were selling it. Selling it. Now, don't run out there and sell it and run and put your money somewhere. I'm telling you the biblical reality of what it is that God is requiring of me as an individual if I want to be in the elect. Hello? Hallelujah. That doesn't, you know, you can hold it back if you want to. That's your prerogative. It's your prerogative. Hello? That wasn't their transgression. That wasn't their position or their place of moving contrary to righteousness. Their position or place was that they were demonstrating that they were giving all, but they were holding back. Hello? It's not me. It's not you that assess the holding back. It's God. Hello? Hallelujah. We are not living. This is no longer a time of playing church. Hello? We're coming down to the final day. We're coming down to the final hour. We're coming down to the time that Jesus Christ is going to be coming back to fill His temple. Hello? The temple has to be clean. It has to be clean. It has to be pure. It has to be sanctified. Hello? They took Jesus Christ and they grilled Him for what? 24 hours or 48 hours? I don't know how long it was, but they took Him, they grilled Him and grilled Him, and they beat Him and they did all sorts of things, and they came up with a lie to crucify Him. It was Pilate that pronounced the blessing of God on Him. Do you hear me? Pilate says, I find no fault in this man. The Lamb was pure. Hello? Is the sacrifice that I give, is it going to be required to be of lesser value? Absolutely not. Hallelujah. My position or my sacrifice is tailored to my circumstances and my situation. Hallelujah. And when God says, give it all to me, He means, Burton, you cannot hold back one red cent. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about all of the attributes, whether it's life and family or whatever it may be. Hallelujah. You cannot hold on to it. Oh, you can hold on to it, but you will not make that position. You will not be elevated and accepted into the right place of the Beloved. Hello? I have to have oil in my lamp. Do you hear me? Not just in my vessel. I have to have oil, 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 oil. Hallelujah. My oil comes from my obedience to the Word of God. God says, do this, I do it. He says, do that, I do it. He says, don't do that, I don't do it. Hello? Hallelujah. I have to walk as He walked. That's the burden that is upon me. That's the thing that pushes me. And I am finding out that this Word is my life. Hallelujah. It's my life. It's your life. Hello? Hallelujah. He says, yet thou lackest one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. Hallelujah. You know we sing a song. I'll be broken like bread. Will you? Will you? Will you? Will you be broken like bread? Huh? Hallelujah. I'll be poured out like what? Like wine. Will you? Will you really? Huh? You better think about it. It's serious. Hallelujah. It's serious. Hallelujah. He says, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Oh boy. And come and follow me. Boy. Brethren, we have to have a word from God. We are in desperate need of having a word for God concerning our lives, our situations, our circumstances. Hallelujah. We have to have it. You have to have it. I have to have it. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cannot go on your word. You cannot go on my word. You have to have a word. I have to have a word. Hallelujah. 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 It says, and when he had heard this, it finally dawned on the young man. Finally dawned on him. And he heard this, he was sorrowful, for he was very rich. Oh my God. You know, rich is not like the money you have in your bank. It is the whole environment of your life. Not dealing just with money, brethren. It's dealing with the totality of who and what you and I are. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. When Jesus saw that, he was very sorrowful. Oh my goodness. You know, up until that point, he had a hope. Oh my goodness. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Brother, it's serious times for us as individuals. Serious time for us as individuals and well as fellowships. Hallelujah. We're being called to a higher level. It requires greater consecration. It requires greater dedication. And it requires much more sacrifice. God bless you. Amen.